We're in Simin Reshut Zion. We're up to Siv Beis. We'll be doing Beis and Gimel. Beis a mevarchin al hareach, elo im kein nasa l'hareach. This is something the Mishnah Berurah mentioned previously. You only make a bracha of barei mina b'samim on something that's omid l'reach. Now, there are different levels of it. In the case of something that is made for a different purpose altogether, there, even if you have kavana to smell it, you would not make a bracha. Hilkach, ein mevarcha al besamim shel mesim hanasuna lamala mehamita, she'enem elo lahavir serchono shel mes. It was nohug in the olden days that in the case of a nifter, what they would do is in front of the body, they would put besamim so that people would not smell the odor of the decomposing body. If someone goes and smells that for the sake of enjoying the reach of the besamim, he would not make a bracha on it. Further, not only that, even if the person lifts it and smells it, since it's not made for smelling altogether, just to be mavir the sirachin, you don't make a bracha on it. Aval nesunim lemata mevarchin, but whereas if it's not in front of the mace, it's just around there, so there you make a bracha. Shani yomer lechvor achayim hem asuyim. Because if they put besamim, otherwise they put pleasant smelling spices around the place where of a levaya. If it's not next to the mace himself, if it's not right in front of the mace, the assumption is that that's just to give it a good fragrance. It's not for the sake of taking away sirachin, and then it's made l'reach. V'chein ein mevarchin al besamim shel beis hakisei. Also, if you're talking about fragrance that's in a washroom to take away the foul smell, avolo al shemen she'osu la'aver es hazuama, also not an oil that is made to take away the smell of perspiration. The Mishnah Berurah says something that is made to take away the smell, the body odor. So the halachi is, even if you use shemen afarsimon, even if you use that chashav oil that got a bracha on its own, the halachi is that you would not make a bracha of borei minei besamim because they are made for some other purpose. So that means a deodorant, a room deodorizer, since they're made to take away a bad smell, they are not omid l'reach and they would not get a bracha. Siv Gimel, mugmer shemagamrim boes akelim, incense that's burnt for the sake of giving fragrance to different pots and pans, different dishes or clothing. Ein mevarchin alav, you don't make a bracha on the incense itself. It's not made for one to actually smell the fragrance of the burning incense. Ella kedei liten reach bekelim, only in order that the smell stick to the actual kelim. And if you actually smell the fragrance that went into the clothing, that's called reach she'en lo ikar, because the reach is there, but the source of the reach is long gone. El reach belo ikar, it's called reach belo ikar, which you do not make a bracha on. Now, in a case of someone who burns incense, both for the sake of getting the clothing to get the fragrance, as well as giving a good smell in the room, there one can make a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah brings that some people had a minag that at Havdalah they would say a borei minei besamim by smelling the actual spice shaker, or the meducha, which is the spice mill, although there was nothing in it, but the fragrance was absorbed into it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's reach she'en lo ikar, you cannot make a bracha on that. Based on this, the Mishnah Berurah takes us back to the case of the spice shop. And he says that if the spices there are closed, even though the fragrance is so strong that it actually comes out of the containers, you couldn't make a bracha on it. Because since it's closed, we call the reach that comes out of it reach she'en lo ikar.